WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will fool this fool. Party people in the house, move.
Oh!
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Thank you.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
99.7 Max FM.
Good. 99.7 Mix FM.
Stand in the place where you live.
Now face snow.
Think about direction. Wonder why you have it now.
Stand
in the place where you were.
Now face west.
Think about the place where you live. Wonder why.
FM. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog.
If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s, and the breezy southwest winds will taper off. For Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s. Monday night, mostly clear and a low of 55. Tuesday, sunny, 83. A little warmer Wednesday, with highs in the upper 80s, lots of sun. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 60 at our studios.
99.7.
Oh, but they never wanna leave. They never wanna leave.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
To you.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.